I am Megan Maroney, and I host Tech News Tonight, iOS Today, and i5 for the iPhone, and I am going to review the new Pebble Time smartwatch. When I backed the Pebble Time Kickstarter back in February, it was after the Apple Watch had been announced, before it had been shown off by Apple, and long before you could order the Apple Watch. But by the time I received my Pebble a few weeks ago, I had had my Apple Watch for 2 months, and it may as well have been embedded into my skin. I am that attached to it. I wear it every day, and it continues to surprise me with all the magical things that I never knew it could do, and the new things that it can do, like play my Apple Music playlist, even when my phone is nowhere nearby. So this will not be a Pebble Time versus the Apple Watch. That would be like comparing apples and oranges or comparing John Hamm to any other man in the world. No offense to my husband. This is simply a review of the Pebble Time, a watch that I paid $189 for and that you can now pre-order for $200. One more caveat, Apple has not made it easy for Pebble to work with the iPhone. You're going to get a lot of additional features if you sync it to an Android phone. If you have an iPhone, you'll download the free Pebble Time app from the App Store. That was the first problem I ran into. I had the old Pebble app, and so my watch never showed up when I tried to pair it, nor was it very intuitive to figure out what I was doing wrong. In fact, without the kind folks in the iOS Today chat room who were watching me struggle with it before the show, I might not have even known what I was doing wrong ever. So once I finally got the watch to pair, it took a few more days for me to find the time to set it up. In the meantime, it unpaired itself and I had to repair it, but that wasn't easy either. I had to restart the watch and reinstall the Pebble Time app. I'm not saying this is the most complicated piece of technology, but what can I say? I expected a little more. The always-on color e-paper display is nice. You don't have to turn your wrist or press any buttons to turn it on, like some other smartwatches. The buttons on the side let you go back and forth in time on your calendar or the weather or other notifications. Here is the Pebble Time app interface. There are a few more faces, and if you want more, there are lots to choose from. Some of these I added manually. Here is the app section. The Pebble Time came with some basic apps, none of which were amazing, but that's not to say that they couldn't be amazing in the future. The place Pebble really shines is notifications. If you just want a watch to alert you that you have a message, an appointment, phone calls, or other notifications, then this works great for that. If you want to make voice replies or take notes, you'll have to have an Android phone. The ability to respond with voice on iOS will come with a later update. Now let's get to the pros and cons. Pros, the battery life. It lasts for 7 days. It's true. It really does. I guess that's not really that surprising since it doesn't do all that much, but it is very nice not to have to worry about charging it as often as you would with some other watches. You can even sleep with it on, which I like, although it will turn on every once in a while when you turn, and that can be disturbing in the night. So it's up to you if you want to sleep with it. It's waterproof, really waterproof. You can shower in the Pebble Time. You can go swimming with it, wash dishes, dance in the rain, whatever, as long as you don't go deeper than 30 meters. That's about 100 feet. The watch notifications are helpful if you don't like to have your phone sound on, but you're waiting for a call or an email or a text or a notification of any kind, and the alert can't wait. The notifications work just as advertised. The simplicity is also a pro. There's something nice about only having two screens to deal with on the app. Once I got the thing paired, everything else was pretty easy to navigate. Since the watch doesn't do much, there's no fear of missing out if you don't sit down and read the whole manual to find out everything it does. It does very few things, and it does them pretty well. Another pro is the display. The color always-on e-paper display is very nice. It looks great outside, whereas sometimes it's hard to see the screen of the Apple Watch when you're outside. Here are the cons. The watch itself is not that elegant. While it's an improvement over the original Pebble, it's still a bit geeky and kind of cheap looking. The buttons are not easy to push, and that's the only way to interact with a Pebble. You can touch the screen all you want, but nothing will ever happen. Speaking of the screen, it's kind of dull looking when you're inside. The features are lacking, as I've said, for iOS. I think the only way this is really worth it is if you only have $200 to spend on a smartwatch and you can't find a way to scrape together or justify the additional $150 you have to pay to get the Apple Watch Sport. The graphics are a little old-fashioned. Maybe you like that. Maybe it's quirky and retro for you. I didn't love them. It took a few tries to pair the watch with my phone. As I said, that was definitely a con. That is it. If you're an Android user and you like notifications on your wrist and you want a waterproof smartwatch that you don't have to charge very often, then I would give it a buy. If you're an iPhone user, I would give it a don't buy. I am Megan Maroney, and I host Tech News Tonight, iOS Today, and i5 for the iPhone.